Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke
it. I am a real artist.
Was written. And you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Ditko. AJ Ditko. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are Ketchikan Girl. The one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are Kate Pickles, girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
is. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before.
Good evening. Good evening. This is A to the T to the Z P radio station on Blog Talk Radio. TAZ, your host. We're waiting on Stacey Ronche to call in. I'm going to delay. That's how we do it here. We don't got the Sandman coming out dancing and all that, but we going to delay. And I'm going to play a song by one of of my guests that came in, and we didn't know it at the time, but he was suffering from cancer, and he passed away like 2 months after the show, after he did the show. Jazz artist Patrick Domino. I'm going to play one of his cuts while we wait on Stacy Roche to come in and call us for this special show tonight. I got the life and times of Granny, and you've heard Granny throughout some of my shows. Well, you're getting ready to get a full blast of her tonight, and that's at the half-hour mark into the show when we start that. Right now, I'm going to play Patrick Domino as we wait on Stacy Roche to call in to the show. Peace. Number 213, area code 213. Z-Town, baby.
This is Stacy.
How do you say your last name? I've been having a fight over it all day. I looked at your videos. When you sent the songs, you had like about 10 videos on there too. And I was like looking, okay, she's going to say her name. And every time you introduce yourself, this is Stacy. Okay, no, that ain't the one. I'm going to play this one. This is Stacy. I'm like, oh, man, she ain't saying her last name. So how do you pronounce your last name?
Grant, like a tree. Yeah.
Okay, okay, because I was like, oh, Lord, is it French? I just won't get it right. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. The show for the first half hour here is about you and what you do, and I want you to tell the audience exactly what you do.
I do many things, but I think I'm on your show because I am a singer-songwriter.
And I was pleasantly surprised that you also did makeup too. I thought you had a gig. When you said it, I was like, okay, then, break a mic, you know, at the Soul Train Award thing. And I was like, break a mic. You like, no, I'm doing my other gig. What? So I was pleasantly surprised hearing that, too, as well.
Yeah, I am. I also have been a makeup artist in the film and television industry for many, many years.
Well, that's awesome. And also, when I Googled you, I seen something to that effect, too, as well, to remind me back. How long have you been doing music? Because I just happened to listen to a couple of things, and I ran into a lot of your stuff, and I just kept running into it. I was like, I really like her. I like the way she sounds. So we've been friends on Facebook, I want to say, over a year or so. Before I even asked you to be on the show, I know we've been friends for a while, but I always listen to your stuff all the time. And I was like, I really like her. And that's why, you know, after a year of being your friend, I was like, let me ask her. I got to get her on the show. Because it just, you know, I had to put my foot down one day. I seen one video. I said, I got to get on the show. Skip this.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So how long have you been doing this?
I have been doing music. I'm embarrassed, but since my age is all over the internet, it doesn't matter. I've been doing music professionally for 30 years.
That's great. Okay. And you write, you sing?
I write and I sing. Mm-hmm.
Right. And when I seen the Pillow Talk video, that's what really got me. I was like, man, she's doing the remake of I forgot her name off the tip of my tongue.
Sylvia Robinson.
Yeah. And I remembered it, and I was closing my eyes listening, and I was like, man, that just reminds me, you know, what I was doing when this song was out, and it sounds just like it. So, I mean, so you got you probably got favorites where you say, I probably want to redo that, or I probably sound just like it. How did you come about actually coming up with the idea to do Pillow Talk?
I actually have a friend that was that worked at Warner Brothers Records, and somehow she brought it up one day that would be a good song for me to do, and I remember, you know, thinking, really? Oh, I don't know about that. And then when I was deciding to do something, I kind of revisited that thought, and I was like, you know, maybe, you know, she might have something. That might be a good song for me. So that's kind of how it happened. I just, you know, I realized that to do it, I had to change it up a bit, which, you know, I did. And I needed it to be sexier than it was.
Right.
That was the goal. I just needed it to be sexier than the original, and I think I did a good job of that.
Yeah, at the end, that's why I put my foot down. I said, I got to call her. I got to get her on the show. Well, especially when I seen the video to go with it, and it just brought back pleasant memories. I'm going to play it right now. This is Pillow Talk by Stacey Branch.
Thank you.
Oh man, I'm fanning right now, so excuse me. I love the song. Like I said, I love the song. It brought me back, but after seeing the video, really, it's just really hot. So y'all need to check that out for real.
Oh, thank you.
When you write a song, mm-hmm. how do you come about with the creative process involved? I always ask artists this because I write and do music as well, and with me doing it is a different way. And I just wonder, how do you come up with a Stacey Branch hit?
I think we all get there, you know, our own way. For me, I don't even know how to answer the question, in all honesty, because I'm not one of those people. Like, there's some people that sit down and that's kind of what they do every day, and I mm-hmm. don't. I kind of I get little melodies in my head every day, but I kind of have a rule. Like, I have tape recorders all over my apartment and, you know, in my car, and obviously my cell phone. So if something comes to me, I just record it. If I find myself humming it a lot, then I realize that's something I need to work on. Or if I
right.
record something, sometimes, like on this CD, The Evolution to Living in Truth, there's a song called When Did You Know? And I remember picking up my tape recorder and walking around my house singing that song. And that was kind of it. That song is exactly the way I sang it that day. The only difference is the music. So a lot of times if a song comes like that, which is one song, and it just flows out, that's a song. And so
right.
I just kind of wait for them. Like, I go through periods where I don't write anything. And, you know, or sometimes people give me music to write to. If I don't hear anything, I just tell them I don't hear anything. It has nothing to do with their track, and it doesn't mean it's not a good track. It just means it's not my track. And it, not even for me to sing, just it may not be the song I should write to. So I hear
right.
it or I don't. You know, it just, I was thinking maybe of a song I wrote with my brother, DJ Khalil. And
mm-hmm.
that was like one of those songs. I heard it. I listened to it a couple of times, and the melodies kind of came out in the story. So for me, it's all one process. Whatever that is, I kind of go there, and very rarely do I change a song. It's kind of what it is. I might need to fix a sentence here or there, but for the most part, it's one thing. So if whenever, you know, Spirit chooses to give me a song, I have the song. I'm not really one of those people that have to write about their emotions in that moment. I try not to write sad songs. So I don't fear that, you know, even if something was bothering me, I'm never going to be Alanis Morissette. Like, I'll never be able to write an album or Adele, who can write this great album about a breakup. I don't care how many breakups I have. I just don't have that. I don't want to tell that story. That's not one I want to relive.
Right.
It's not anything I want to sing on stage over and over again, because with my luck, that would be a hit. And I have to do it, and I don't want to.
I mean,
do have one, which is my song Silly from the For the Man I Love album, because I always do one kind of sad song per record, and Silly is one of my most requested songs. And I really hate to sing Silly. I just, because it's so sad, and I got to go to such a sad place to sing it, and I just don't want to. So I try to steer away from those kinds of things.
So do you write on, well, you just kind of explained it. You don't write on personal experiences too much unless it's just positive. Am I correct?
I write about, it is all personal. It's just, I try to keep mine on the, you know, more positive side. I mean,
right.
I can write a sad song. I just don't want to have to sing it again. Like, you know, I can do it once,
like,
but I'll never
said,
do
it
again.
It'd be your luck. It'd be platinum selling and everything.
Right. And then people want to hear it, and I don't want to
remember
that bad memory. So I just try to steer away from those things.
You got your first record deal at 18 years old. Young. How did that feel? At 18, you walk around, you know, most people talking about, well, you know, I'm trying to go to college. I'm trying to, I guess I got to sweep this floor at Kroger's. Well, I'm going in the studio. And what? How did that? At 18?
You know, at 18, all I ever wanted to be was, you know, was a singer. I mean, that really
right.
was all I ever wanted to do. So at 18, it was like, okay, then this is the path that I'm going to have. And it was an amazing experience. It didn't turn out so well. You know, everything bad that could go wrong kind of went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over that. And I'm grateful, actually, because...
It was a learning process.
It was a learning experience, which has made what I do now much easier because now I do everything myself. But
right.
also, when I started putting out my own music, because there was no internet, you know, the internet wasn't what it was. Well, there was no internet, what is it, 20, you know, 30 years ago.
Right.
What the gentleman did that I was signed to, he licensed my music all over Europe. So I had no idea that I actually had become famous somewhere because he was a little on the shady side. Anyway, and so... With that said, because of that, when I released started listening to music on my own, people actually knew who I was. So when I was calling radio stations or doing whatever, especially overseas, they were very responsive because they knew who I was. So that made it, it was, you know, it for all the things that felt so wrong about it, the good thing is it established me. So I didn't have
right.
quite as much work to do as I would have had I not had that experience. So
right.
I'm grateful, you know. It made this part of the journey much easier.
If I ever lose this heaven, then is it Average White Band?
Quincy Jones.
Oh. Okay.
The Quincy Jones,
I'm thinking,
version, not the Average White. But same song. Yeah, same song.
Same song, but I'm thinking
it's much more Quincy Jones than Average White Band.
Okay, cool. Well, introduce it so I can play it.
This is one of my all-time favorite songs in the world by my idol who sings on it, which is Minnie Riperton, and which is one of the reasons I wanted to do it. And, of course, Quincy Jones and Leon Ware, who co-wrote the song. It's a fabulous song, so I tried to do it as respectfully as I could. So, If I Ever Lose This Heaven.
Thank you. No.
90 minutes, we just gonna play the skits, the interviews, and the fight scenes that went on, and the marriage of Bigger the Blacker and Granny, aka Mabel LaJean Harper. This is the song that derived the whole thing, the song between me and Rolanda, Keeps It Hot. We did this about 15 years ago, and Granny walked in and was checking out Bigger the Blacker, the MC of Club Indigo, and from there, we're going to let it rip. Peace.
This is Rolanda 700 coming through.
This is Bigger the Blacker at Club Indigo. Give it up for TAZ featuring Rolanda 700. Give it up. Club Indigo.
Row 7.
Come on, come on.
Are y'all ready for this tonight?
Down front. I want to be up there. I want to.
Oh, my goodness.
All this down.
My grandmother just walked in the door.
This better be good. Got me out the door.
Come on, y'all let her through.
Excuse me. Can you let us through? Rolanda 700, that's my granddaughter. I want to be right at this.
Let's do this for Granny, y'all.
Right here, boy. Right here. Stop right here, boy. Can you hear?
Club is to go.
Yeah.
Steps in the club through the side door. Celebrity status, and they want more. I smell Hershey's in the air, is it on the floor? Haters everywhere, rise to the core. I told the dude, those VIP. Walk to the right, whole section for me. 1-4 for the club, mark TAZ. I'm down for a party in my PCC. Rolanda 700 on the mic. Spitting that shit on half the night. DJ Stroke walked in the light. And Mr. Buzz, to my delight, Ron L hit me on the TV phone. He and Gina L somewhere in Rome. Told the nigga one cause I should have flown. Back in R7, yeah, I condone. What? ATAZP. We keeps it hot.
We keeps it hot.
You get our points. then you are not down with the crew.
We're banging true.
They send this all to all of you.
H-E-A-G-K.
We keep it hard. You get our point.
You get our point.
Then you are not down with the crew.
We're banging true.
Extend this all to all of you.
The sounds of song are in your ear. We're taking over it very clear. My spoken word will make you feel like I'm the ultimate real deal. And if you come to party down, the TAD section is hanging around, yeah. If you're good, we'll get him on the mic to speak the words whatever he likes, yeah.
A-T-A-Z-T, we keep it hot.
You
get our point. Then you are not down with the crew.
That's pretty good.
We're begging.
We keep it hot.
And he almost cussed me out about the granny situation. So we're going to break this down. And I'm introducing Granny. Granny, you got some words to say?
No, baby, I'm just so glad to be here. It's so good to see you and to see Roro. You know, that's my little girl. I love Roro. It's just good to be here. And I'm just looking around. Is Bigger the Blacker here or...
No, Bigger the Blacker is
okay.
In New York.
Oh, ooh, that's a long ways away.
Club Indigo, yo.
Oh, now Granny can sit down. Then ain't no sense of me standing up shaking nothing because he ain't here to see. Ooh.
I don't want to see nothing drop either, Granny.
Drop it like you hot. Ain't that what y'all young folks say?
Yeah, then we're going to have to pick it back up like it's hot, too.
Yeah, well, you know.
We ain't trying to drop nothing in the studio. I got things in here to make us heard. Anyway, Granny, I like to know your real name. What is your real name,
baby?
I'm tired of calling you Granny.
Baby, you can just keep calling me Granny, cause my real name is Maybelline Jean Harper. Maybelline Jean. I don't understand what my mama was thinking.
Maybelline
Jean. It's Maybelline. Just one word. You know how long it took me to be able to spell that shit? I mean, that stuff in school. It's just, my name is Maybelline Jean. Maybelline Jean Harper. And, you know, some of my folks call me Jean and some of my folks call me Mabela. I don't even know why they don't cut it off and just say Mabel, but it's Mabela. So you can call me Granny.
Can I call you in reference when I talk about you, MJ Harper?
Well, I don't want nobody to get me confused with Michael Jackson. You know.
Okay, Granny. So, Miss Harper, can I call you that?
It's not Harper. It's Harper.
Miss Harper.
H-A-W-P-A-H. Harper.
Harper.
Yeah. Mabel Jean Harper.
I'm glad I got a correction and a spelling bee at the same time.
Yeah, I know you're a smart boy. You're a smart boy.
So, what have you been doing since the last time we heard from you was on that record when you was bumping people in the head trying to get your seat because you was late?
Well, you know, and at that time I was in a wheelchair. I recuperated a little bit from that.
Well, what was wrong?
And things. I'm just old. I'm just old. Sometimes, you know, my ankles swell up, and I'm just old.
So when you're just old, they just put you in the wheelchair reason.
Well, and we thought that would be a good thing to get to the front, you know, because they had a little disability parking places. I know you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to get it myself, Granny.
Yeah, so I was doing some things with my ankle and stuff, and, gas is going up. So I was trying to, you know, see if I got a couple of ex-dead husbands. So I was trying to get my disability check. You know, I lived a long time. I outlived a few. They couldn't hang with the granny. So I was trying to get my
Mabel
check.
Maybe
just trying to give me a little extra money.
Uh-huh.
That's why I was just kind of wondering where Blacker was. He seemed like he got a little money, and Granny might be able to help him out.
Well, do y'all conversate at all? Do y'all write each other or call each other?
No. See, Granny don't write. I got this arthritis. My thing is, baby. Granny got it going on, but I got to make sure that when I do things, that I use them to the best of their ability. And nowadays, you got phones. You ain't got to do all that, right? And you got that computer thing. No.
So you get on the computer.
I got other things to do with my fingers and write letters.
So, in other words. Arthritis just right for the mother things.
Sometimes arthritis is right there. Yeah. That show was like the last time I actually saw him.
But
and
y'all ain't talking on.
No, he sent me a message in an email, and I sent him a message back. But that was it.
Well, you notice on a couple of these records that he's been on for me. He has gave shots out. I love you, Granny.
I know.
And you just heard him.
I heard him. And
so how you feeling about that, Granny? Mabel Jean
Harper. Well, it's bigger than Blacker going to hear this.
He'll hear it later on because it's on the radio, feel me?
Later on? Oh, I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to tell Bigger the Blacker
it's
how
your
I
show,
feel.
Granny. Go on, tell
Bigger. If you going to hear this, Taz said you going to hear this, and I want you to know, Granny got a granny thing on for you. I know she was a little bit younger than me, but don't let the wrinkles fool you, because Granny can work some things. So, New York, baby, how far is that from here?
From Georgia?
That's about 1,000 miles, ain't it? That's a good ways away.
It's a good piece.
We going to have to give Bigger the Blacker my address up in Tennessee.
Uh-huh. So
you think that's a little closer?
That's a lot closer.
Yeah. But Bigger, I need you to call me. Taz got the number. Call me. You call me, baby. Let Granny whisper some things in your ear.
Well, Granny, it's been nice having you on here to at least tell us how you're feeling about Bigger the Blacker. He was kind of shy about telling us.
Big ups. Is that how y'all say that? Big ups? Is that big ups to Blacker?
Yeah. That's how we say that. Well, Granny, don't get my mic wet. Don't get my mic.
Oh, my baby. Get that Bigger than Blacker to do some things to me.
Granny, that's my girl.
This is ATAZ. Recorded live with my guest, Bigger the Blacker. Well,
what?
Explain that, black man.
About granny? We just cool. That is all.
Right, right.
I like, I said like now, her company. That is all I got to say.
Saying you love her and things. Explain it, blacker.
All right, it's true.
Uh-huh.
Is that the main reason you wanted me on your damn show? It's true, I do love granny, a.k.a. Grandma Rolando 700.
So just calm down.
I'm calm. All this about my granny.
So what is it, or how did you actually develop these feelings for Mabel Jean Harper?
Who the hell you say? Granny, fool. One more outburst like that, and we'll come to blows, young punk.
Please, old man.
What? I'm ready.
Speak on granny, please.
Okay. Granny means the world to me. I mean, I want her to know I love her with all my might.
Uh-huh.
When I get up in the morning, I think of her. When I go to sleep, I think of her. She is always on my mind.
Are you willing to marry granny?
Yeah, chump. I gave her a ring on your show. She's been wearing that thing for 2 years.
You're not worried about Dirk?
Dirk? That punk, I fought in a boxing match in Las Vegas?
Yeah,
what?
Him.
What?
We have technical difficulties. We'll bring you back.
Why would I ever be worried about some punk named Dirk?
Because he still loves granny.
You did tell me you were doing comedy also.
Oh, you funny.
Dirk will always love granny.
Uh-huh.
The question is, does granny love him? I doubt it. Next question, punk.
One more punk, old man.
Right.
You are engaged to granny, so we want to know, when will you marry her?
I don't know.
Come on, old fool. We need a real answer.
I might not never marry her if I just choke a young guy's neck off for calling me a fool.
I guess this may be my last show because I'll be beating down an old man.
Is that your phone?
Granny sent me a text.
Uh-huh.
And said for me to chill and you to quit the stupidness. Answer the question about marrying her.
Let's do this as soon as we can, Granny. You hear that? I'm ready to speed and spend the rest of my life with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm here on Taz Radio Show set saying to you,
mm-hmm.
I want to marry you now.
Uh-huh. There you have it, folks. Granny Big wants you for his wife.
Man, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna knock an old fool out.
You ain't shit.
Why you cussing?
I cuss.
Why
I
you
hope
cuss?
Granny heard that shit too.
Old ass bitch.
Oh, you gonna call me some names?
Oh
now.
Yeah, that's right.
Why you think
it's,
you can cuss?
It's my show. My show.
I got more
TAZ on the door.
You my damn junior, you little.
Yeah, whatever.
Green hog.
What you gonna do? Yeah.
I
what
might
you gonna
just
do?
Go on with your ass, but I gotta take my.
You ain't gonna do nothing here, Juice.
And I don't wanna get too excited and go to jail.
You look bad for the whole
young punk.
Choking his guests out.
Why are you gonna do that?
Maybe because my
hands
just can't fit around your neck.
You ain't nothing but a punk.
You don't understand what I'm trying to say to you.
I heard
you better go on and get out of
here.
You better go on and get away. You better go on and get away. You better go on and get off of me. Old man, how you like that? Do you want to take that? You like that, don't you? I've got to hit you in your head, nigga.
The thoughts and actions that you just heard on ATACP recorded live does not bear the thoughts and the actions of the staff personality here at ATACP Incorporated. We thank Kayo. This is TAZ of ATAZ
live on Blog Talk Radio, also on ATAZP.com. Got a lot of spots, don't I? I'm glad to say that Rolanda 700 is the first one here for this year's fifth annual ATAZP house party. She came early for the eating. You didn't want to miss no food. Nigga, come on, say something. Say, let people know.
No, but see, this is what I was going to say, but you already busted me out before I could even open my mouth. I was going to say, this year I was here primarily just for the company of the ATAZP family, and food was not heavily prevalent on my mind.
And she lied. You lie so gracefully. For the ATAZP family. Hell, there ain't no family here except me. The family coming later. Them niggas come. Gina L. come in tonight. Ron L. come in tomorrow, Friday. Along with my sister.
Your sister comes Friday.
Let me see. Who else? Hopefully Jerry be with him.
Jerry Bear coming Friday or not?
We don't know because I text Ron and Ron ain't never texted me back.
I told you not to text Ron.
I know, but I didn't text Jerry. Because Ron is the one working on him.
Let me drink some Plum Smart. Hold on.
And we are Plum Smarting today. Plum Smart is the heavy and the best alternative next to milk or magnesia.
The next 180 moment is going to be about natural alternatives.
Have you had fiber in your life? I can see it already.
We're going to talk about natural alternatives.
Well, bro, it's good having you here.
It's always good to be here, Taz. I love being here. It's a fabulous mansion. It's lovely to be in TAZville.
No, this ain't no mansion. It's a mansion.
I'm in the hood. It's a mansion.
Mansion. You gotta mention it to other people.
Look, a mansion.
A mansion.
They're gonna like, where was you at? When I get back, I'm not gonna say I was in the mansion, because when I get back to the hood, I'm like, I was in the big house. It's always good though, Taz. It just seems like it's been a year.
It's been that long. Because every other year I was gonna do a conference, but
the July thing?
Yeah, I may have to start that back up when we move to D.C. Because there are a lot of artists that I know up in D.C. and New York, New Jersey, all that area.
D.C. is drivability, man. I could drive to D.C.
Yeah, instead of fly.
Yeah.
So what about Granny? How is she doing? And she takes another swiggle of this Plum Smart, drinking it like it's Alizé, y'all.
I got a Plum Smart cocktail. Granny's good. You know.
It threw up.
She's good. She'll be here.
Okay. What about her still? She's still procrastinating with Bigger the Blacker?
Look, I'm trying to kind of stay out of that because we start getting into your family's business, and then when things don't go right, and they go to talking stuff, and then you go to agreeing with them, then they change their mind, and they're mad at you. So I'm really trying to stay out, but when I see her, I'm going to ask her. What's on her mind.
Well, I'm going to interview her later on because they told me that she's in the green room picking over the collard greens.
And magnificent greens they were.
She's picking over them. Don't give out my secret.
Look,
you can give out the secret. It really don't make no difference. It's jalapeno peppers and tomatoes in some greens.
No
meat.
You're just not listening. No meat. No bacon. No bacon grease. No chicken. No turkey. No smoke. Nothing. Not even the fake hickory smoke flavor out the jar. There was nothing. And
Nathan,
I'm here to tell you.
Them greens were smoking.
They
swinging.
Like they had ham hock all up in the house.
But they ain't had none. So, I mean, it's an easy recipe. 1, 2, 3. You know what I'm saying?
So,
that's all I deal with. Real easy recipes that taste good and enhance the flavor. Yeah. But Bigger has been bugging me about Granny. He has been bugging me, talking about Taze, when you going to talk to Granny and I guess I guess he's supposed to be coming through later on. They're trying to separate them. We got the people separating Bigger and Granny from each other because it's about time they get this thing on. It's about time they get married, don't you think?
You know what? Here's what I don't understand. They act like they're 12. He talking to you. She talking to this person. They act like they 12 years old.
They bought in this 70s, 80s.
Could you go tell Jennifer to go tell Holly that I like Sarah? Look, what's up? So maybe they can work this out real quick.
Well, after you...
They're getting old.
After you...
Granny need to either step over the broom before she step off.
She better step over, huh? Yeah. They going to have to wheel her over. But I'm going to interview Granny. And you're going to interview,
You know I wheeled her to the one little show thing you had that one year.
Well,
you praying that year.
I remember when I interviewed her, I said, she told me she was in a wheelchair. I said, what's wrong, Granny? She said, I'm that old. Just old.
Oh, I shouldn't have made, I love my granny, but okay, come on.
And also, Bigger said he will sit down and let you, Rolanda 700, interview him.
I'm going to have to put my professional side on and try not to be biased in any way and not go to ask her for W-2s and bank statements and that kind of stuff. Let me see all
He did give her a ring, though. He did give her a ring. And she accepted the ring.
Do you know where it is?
Hey, I'm going to ask Granny.
Okay.
I hope she don't pull it from her bosom.
Let me turn this one around on my hand, okay?
But what we going to do right now, we're going to go into a song, a Rolanda 700 song, and then I guess we're going to, after that, we're going to do a ATAZP house party performance by somebody. And then we're going to come back, and Granny will be in the house, y'all. That's what they're telling me. Granny will be in the house. I got to tell her to wipe that wing juice off her mouth, but she'll be in the house.
Wing juice or green juice?
Whatever. She probably got both.
She's eating it all, huh?
We are back, and this is TAZ on ATAZP Live Block Talk Radio. We got in the house, Rolanda 700's grandmother, what's her name? Mabel LaJean Hopper. Granny is in the house.
Boy, I think you need to put a handle on that. Don't be just calling me Mabel LaJean. That's Miss Mabel LaJean, Grandma Mabel LaJean.
Oh, my bag. I'm sorry.
You need something on that.
I'm sorry, ma'am. How have you been?
You ain't been grown up proper. I'm good. I'm just blessed. I'm still here. The Lord is blessing me. And I'm just not going to complain, child. I'm just not complaining about how I'm feeling right now.
Well, Granny,
my knees been hurting me and my back.
Your
knees? Oh, yes. You know, back in about 42, I had a little issue, but it's 42? Okay. But I'm doing good, baby. I'm doing good.
So, Granny, you know the main question I got to ask you. I asked your granddaughter, what's up with Bigger the Blacker? I mean...
Child, listen here, baby. One thing about Granny. If you want to know something about Granny, you need to come straight to Granny. I'm not going to say get it out the horse's mouth because I don't want to refer to myself as some kind of
animal. The who's mouth?
The horse's mouth. But
you mean horse, right?
That's what I said, baby, the horse's mouth.
Okay.
So if you want to get something about Granny, you need to come to Granny. Look, I try to keep, I love a granddaughter, Rolanda 700, but that she could be lazy helpful sometimes. So I try to,
A lazy helpful?
I said evil.
Oh.
So I try not to get her involved in my business because I know y'all good friends, and you know, just too much family cause problems. But
She sounded the same way. She said the same thing.
See, because it's a family thing, baby. It's how it was brought up.
Well,
but
you still ain't answered the question.
What's up with you? What was the question, baby?
Your memory.
No.
Your memory and your talking. Granny,
what's up with you and Bigger the Blacker? He still want to get and do that thing with you, you know? Whatever thing y'all going to do, I don't know what y'all can do.
You know, you don't need to know everything. But I heard he was going to be here. Is he coming down here?
He's going
to
be
here. He's not going to the other place. He coming to this place, or he going
somewhere?
He's going
to be here to interview with your granddaughter about you, and hopefully y'all agree to see each other.
Well, we could spend a little quality time together and talk and things. Because, you know, he kind of wanted me to do that little camera thing. You know, y'all young folk got that camera thing on,
video cam. Video cam.
Is that what you call it?
And it's computer, Granny. Typewriter.
It looked like a typewriter to me. But I just was kind of scared.
Granny real sick.
You know, see, you shouldn't treat your elder like that. You need to remember,
you're going to get old too. I'm sorry, Granny.
Just didn't like the idea of, you know, my personal pictures just being out there. You know, it's just things out there. And so I need to see him so we can talk.
See, last time I talked to him, me and him got in a fight in studio, and I had to do some, put these D's on him, throw some things on him because he tried to get bad with me. Matter of fact, hold that thought right there, Graham. We're gonna come back. I'm gonna let the listening audience listen to hear exactly what I did to him during our interview.
Is it like that other fight?
I was winning, Granny.
Okay.
We back. Granny drinking Plum Smart like granddaughter. Y'all hooked on that, ain't ya?
You got to be regular, baby. You got to be regular.
gotta go.
When you get my age, you go eating Plum Smart. This is
need something to push it on out. A little help. Granny, so you heard Bigger the Blacker get beat down. And by me, I'm sorry, but your fiance,
you know,
am I correct to say he's your fiance?
That was heavy on my heart. That was heavy on my heart because, you know, sometimes it's like when your children fighting. When your children fighting, you just can't take sides. You just
well, he thought I was Dirk over here.
Well, he was surprised to say the least. So, but I hope that y'all got that behind y'all.
Yeah, we did, because he's going to be on the show, but I'm not going to interview him. Rolanda 700 is.
Yeah, you told me that. Told
it'll
me
be
that.
A kinder interview. But are y'all still engaged? I remember on my show, right here on my show, he gave you a ring.
Well, and, you know, I'm just going to say that when I see him, that we're going to work some things out. And it's either going to be, you know, it's either going to be.
Going to be.
Real soon.
Going to be.
Because, I know that I'm a little of an age, but that just don't mean I'm just going to be left up on the shelf. So it's either going to be or it ain't going to be. So, you know what, baby, why don't you ask me that tomorrow after I have time to talk to him a little bit, just because I'm really I care for the man.
We'll be in the green room eating them greens that you was eating. Ooh, and listening to you and Bigger talk out here in studio.
Oh, we not going to be private?
No, this is going to be for the show, Granny, on ATAZP.
You know, you might
Blog
have
Talk
to,
Radio.
You might have to start sending me a check. I don't know. I don't have no private moments. You put me on the spot. Is y'all going to be married? Is that your fiance? And I told you, I just need to talk to him. Let me just talk to him in private. And you just ignored that word. is practice still a word? I know private means some other things, like some other places. But is that still a word these days?
Yeah, Granny, but this is
reality. Could I talk to him on the low, yo? Is that something?
Granny, this is reality radio. I'm trying to do it big time because y'all are very interesting couple.
Well, then I need to take me a plate home or something.
A plate home from the green room?
Child.
I need a check. You demanded a lot of things, Granny.
That was almost like being at Luby's. Y'all had Luby's down there?
No, we ain't got. I know what they eat.
Ooh.
The cafeteria, right?
The cafeteria, yeah.
Luby's. So, what a bigger the blacker. Just actually says that he gave me the impression that he wants you now. And he wants you to be his companion for life. Where y'all gonna hop the broom like Kizzy and Chicken Droids. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we can step over the broom. I don't know if Granny gonna hop, but we gonna. Like I said, if tomorrow is gonna be the day, it's gonna make it or break it. And 2010 is coming really quick. It's quickly approaching. It's coming fast. So
hopefully.
We will have to do something. Because, you know, I would love to just spend Thanksgiving with my husband. You know, I ain't seen my husband in a while.
So what would you
do? Ain't nothing like waking up on a Thanksgiving morning with your husband.
Preach.
Oh, that's a fabulous feeling.
Hey, what's it like, Granny? Because
I wouldn't know.
I ain't married to no husband. So what's it like, Granny?
Okay, it's just something special. It's special. You know, you're giving thanks, and it takes you all the way back to the garden. You know, the Adam, the Eve, and you know, you toss in that apple with the apple pie. And you get a little good stuff with a little naughty stuff, and it's just thanks. It's just, got to give thanks. It's just a wonderful morning. And it don't have to be a husband. So if you ain't really married. No, when you think about things deeply.
Meditate
on it. If you ain't never meditated on your companion, your lifelong mate, and what it means on Thanksgiving morning. What you need to do, is on November
24th.
The 24th.
Not 24th.
That's the same thing.
Okay.
24th. You know, sometimes I do them THs and my teeth wobble. So I try to stay away from something.
Granny said wobble. I ain't never heard teeth wobble.
So just on the 24th, I'm gonna call you because I need you to think on that, and you will be surprised how wonderful it will be when you wake up next to your pretty missus on the 25th and give thanks. So I'm hoping that maybe I can do that because
I might plan on giving a little bit more than thanks.
Yeah, I hear you, child. I hear you. But because if it ain't going to happen that I'm going to be giving thanks in a proper way, then that means the Christmas party going to be on. So it's, you know, one way or the other.
So Blacker is in the green room, I'm told right now, and he's listening to you talk. So
I hope he's listening well. That's all. Because this would save a whole lot of time. Because if he really listening, we ain't got to repeat all of this again. The 24th, November, 2009.
Well, Granny, Mabela, Miss Mabela Jean, Hoffa.
Well, I mean, you know, you could call me Grandma Mabela Jean Hoffa.
See, you got so many titles.
But you just... It's just a respect thing.
I said Miss Mabela Jean.
So, but and see, that's a problem because Miss Mabela Jean don't work for Thanksgiving either. It's got to be something else.
Like Mrs.
Mrs.
Mrs. Mabela Jean Blacker.
Mabela Jean
Blacker.
MHB. Mabela Jean Hoffa Blacker. I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get that sonogram on my tabs.
Okay, sonogram.
Yeah, they stitch them little letters.
Okay. You know about that, but you call this thing a typewriter over here. Okay.
Well, you know, the rich folk that I used to work for back in the era, they always had them letters. Yeah.
Well, we get...
Granny, know a little bit of something.
I love you, Granny. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, baby. And I love you, too. And you just love this TAV thing. This is just fabulous.
What's going to happen, Granny, in a minute, you're going to be coming out here talking to Blacker after your granddaughter talks to Blacker first. We're going to cut away and play play another.
Can they see me if I wave?
Granny, they know you waving now because you're telling them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she waving.
But I can't see them if they're waving back. Huh?
No, you ain't going to be able to know that.
All right.
This radio.
Can they call?
They could, but we pre-recorded.
Oh, Lord.
Praise God. You're going to hear a couple of musical tunes from the previous house parties and probably a jam that we did and recorded while we were here at the house party.
And we're back with ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio. And as you can tell, this is Rolanda 700. My grandmother is being escorted to the other room at the moment, and I'm here as your host for the next few moments. And with us here, we have the one, the only, the bigger, the blacker.
What's up? How you doing, little Ro-Ro? That's what Granny tells me they call you.
She said to call me little Ro-Ro.
Well, you know, you ain't that old. You're not older than me.
Well,
so she called you little Ro-Ro. I figured I could, too. I'll just call you Rolanda 700.
Well, you can call me Ro, or you can call me Ro-Ro, or you can call me R7. but I think, just for all practical purposes, we should leave the little part off. But tell me, Blacker, what's been going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling at Club Indigo, doing my thing, you know.
Yeah.
DJing and MCing. About time you and Taze come up there and perform again, you know. But other than that, everything got been going on good.
Yeah, that's a nice little spot, that Indigo with those floors. You know what?
Yes,
ma'am. There are a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about, and I'm going to have to narrow it down. So on my personal agenda, I just want to check in and see just what's up with your life and my granny and that kind of thing. And then I do want to just make sure that you were okay after the little incident you had with your head. And
we ain't going to talk about that. We ain't going to talk about that. Taze, me and him had some words, but we done straightened that all out.
Words?
You know, just...
Words?
Some man thing.
What? What kind of words are those?
You understand. Oh, okay. I ain't trying to talk about that.
Okay. So what? Tell me more about you and my granny. And I'm trying to keep this professional and all of that. So don't go off charts.
All I'm gonna say is I love your granny very much. Think about it all the time, and we just ain't got over that hump. We ain't did the do yet. I gave a ring and. Be damned, a woman ain't never called me that much, you know, and make me feel like she don't want me.
Well, did you call her?
Oh, I called her, all right. I called her a couple of times on that cellular phone. And,
oh, that's the problem. You cannot call her on the cell phone. She doesn't use it.
With my cell phone, I called the house.
Oh.
On my cellular phone.
Okay. Look, well, she didn't mention it, but we don't talk that much about it. I'm just concerned, so.
I love her. I love her, Ro. And
yeah.
I
well,
just,
what you going to do about it, Blacker?
I might need to think about the 24. That's what she said. I need to think about 24.
That might be good.
November 24. I need to be thinking about that. Well, in the middle of eating greens, I almost choked, she said that.
You had some of them greens too, Black?
Oh, yeah. They're on fire. On fire.
Okay. Well, have you thought about what you're going to say to her? Because, you know, maybe she's listening to you now.
Well, maybe.
That's the problem. You got to speed it up.
I'm trying to gather my words, young.
make sure I say the right thing.
Okay. That's why you need to practice.
Maybelline G. Harper, listen, the 24th, I want you by my side too. And I want to be your husband if you have me.
I should have some music queued up for this. This needs a little violin in the background.
What you trying to say, little
to give it a whole romantic feel.
Well, I'm just saying.
So
I'm
if we did have some extra effects, maybe they went through good.
what I'm trying to say is, I love you, Granny, and I need her right now in my life. So the 24th sound like a winner to me.
Okay, well.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, all that.
Well.
And there was chicken back there in that green room, too.
You heard it here first, November 24th. Would that be 2009?
She did say this year. She didn't say 2010.
You heard it here first. So now I guess it's just a matter of finding out if the two of them can agree on the same date at the same time together. So, Blacker?
Yes, yes.
We might have to bring you back out a little later so that you and my grandmother can just sit down and work this thing out. It would be wonderful for y'all to finalize everything right here on ATAZP Live.
Yeah, it would be cool. Tay said he know a guy that can marry a Swift Smooth, I think his name is, or somebody that Tay say he stutter,
I tell you what, though, if you pay him enough money, he won't stutter. He can get the words. He can get to I do quicker than I don't. You just think. Now, if you don't hit him up right, he might not get through too fast.
It don't matter. I wait as long as it takes to man be so granny.
Aw, isn't that sweet? Okay, Blackie. Well, then, we're going to take a break here.
Uh-huh.
And when we come back, hopefully, my granny will be situated and TAZ will be back in the house. But until then, ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATAZP recorded live. Right now, we're going to drop it. Me and Ro going to walk out the room. And the next voices you hear is going to be Bigger the Blacker and Mabel LeJean. Hop!
Are we going to get something to eat?
As usual. That's all we do. We eat. Granny, how you doing, girl? It's so good just to see you up in jail.
Hey there, Bigger. I'm just trying to find a place over here to sit. I ain't never been in a place like this before.
Well, I thought you recorded the show the last time you were down here.
No, we was on site somewhere. He had some stuff with him. He wasn't at this. This is kind of all these buttons and things. I don't remember, but you know I'm old.
Yeah, but you're right for me. I won that fight for you, Granny, because you know I love you, girl.
I know. Bigger, we. I'm getting kind of scared. My stomach is fluttering just a little bit.
I can ease that.
I just hope it ain't nothing else, you know.
I hope it ain't either, Granny.
It's a little tight in here to be that loose. But
you ain't lying. I ain't got no gas mask.
It's just so much easier to talk, you know, when you're not right in front of me. I'm just, ooh.
But look, Granny, we need to get together. You need to work this thing out from wherever you living at. Come up to New York. Or I can bring Club Indigo 2 down to wherever you're at.
Well, you know, for real, Bigger, because you know, you're such a fine man, and Granny can go anywhere. Wherever there's a mailman, that's where my check can go. So I can just pick up and move.
Well, Granny, I got something to say to you, and it's real personal.
What is it, Bigger? Don't be asking me what size bra I wear.
I got, no, I can tell. I got X-ray vision. I'm like Clark Kent with it.
You can see through
time. I'm Clark Kent with it.
Superman.
No, Man of Steel. You can feel.
But listen here, Granny, I got a question for you.
What is it, baby?
I got something in my pocket here I need to pull out. Let me get
on.
Over
there.
Let me get on
pocket.
Down. Let me
is
get
it
on
one
down.
One of them Susan B. Anthony Carter?
Yeah, whatever you want to say it is. Let me get on one knee. Granny.
What you looking for?
Granny, would you marry me?
Welcome back again. This is TAZ, ATAZP Live Blog Talk Radio. I got Mabel Lejean in the studio along with Bigger the Blacker. Y'all go on to talk. I'm getting some of these greens.
Thank you, Dave. Thanksgiving Eve, so we can give thanks.
23rd?
Thanksgiving Eve, baby. I was trying to tell Taz about how fabulous it is for Thanksgiving. I think you heard that part.
I heard that part when I was dipping in the green.
So we can do this on the 20th. That's enough time. That's enough time because, you know, we older. We could get things together in about a week.
What do you want? I want to make you happy, Granny.
Okay.
That's all I want to do, make you happy.
Okay.
I've been talking about you to my boys at Club Indigo. Rollo asked about you, and Leroy, they asked about you.
Okay.
Asked me when I'm going to marry you and things.
Okay, baby, don't put too much on your mind right now.
I never had a date. Now I know. November 24th. Thanksgiving Eve.
I can't even talk. I'm just overwhelmed. Baby, could you?
You need me to rub something, Granny?
No, not till 24th, baby. Not till 24th. But okay, all right. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing here with this microphone thing. And where is that TAZ at?
He went back to eat some greens, so I figured he ain't coming back.
All right. Well, then, what's that stuff he's saying? Something about welcome back, but we're not coming back. This is ATAZP Live on Blogger Radio.
I think that's Blog Talk, Granny.
Well, baby, you do it. You do it for Granny. If you love me, do it for me.
I'm the DJ at Club Indigo. I'll do it. Yes, sir, right away. This is ATAZP. They say it's live on Blog Talk Radio with your host, TAZ, who's in the back, stuffing his face with some green.
Yeah, this is Dirk. I think Granny likes me because I'm masculine. And I say what I'm going to do and do what I'm going to say. Yes, I took Granny down to the islands and she loved it. She loved it me. So I guess I'm going to go 12 rounds. Well, they say it's three. Three? You lucky. It's only three rounds. You might live after this. Again, this is Dirk. And may the better man win, which is going to be me, because I'm real masculine. Oh, thank you.
All I got to say is, sucker don't show up to the ring, because bigger the blacker is mad. Almost made me cuss, but I'm going to keep it real, real clean. It's like this. Don't come to the ring, sucker, because your head, your body, your life is in my hands. I love me some Granny. Thank you.
This is TAZ with the blow by blow for the Bigger the Blacker versus Dirk fight. Round one, Dirk came out with his trunks all the way up, talking about he tried to get hit below the belt. The referee straightened him out because Dirk did not really want to get hurt. And Bigger the Blacker started with a left jab to Dirk's face. And Dirk took it pretty well because he followed up with a 1-2 to the body of Bigger the Blacker. Bigger the Blacker proceeded to jab around and land continuously with left jabs as he danced, sort of like Muhammad Ali, with a bad 1-2 step. Dirk, on the other hand, was blocking a lot of the jabs and punching Bigger the Blacker's arm. And Bigger the Blacker changed up to southpaw to protect his left arm that was getting battered by Dirk every time Bigger the Blacker tried to throw a jab. There was a 1-2 punch again by Dirk, and he followed it up with a left hook that sent Bigger to the corner. And a couple more gut punches later, and Bigger was kind of weary. Yet Bigger threw one or two rights that missed furiously, and Dirk kept on doing the 1-2 to the body that caused Bigger the Blacker to lean against the ropes. The fans were going crazy, and the bell rung. I give round one to Dirk. This is TAZ with the blow-by-blow for the Bigger the Blacker Dirk fight round two. The bell rung, and Dirk yelled out, "This is for Granny," and ran straight to Bigger, and Bigger connected with a right that floored Dirk. Dirk was given a standing eight count by the referee. Needless to say, that was a bad move. After the standing eight count, there was a lot of grabbing by Dirk because he was sort of in trouble. Bigger kept on the left jab that seemed to be working now, not getting blocked as often as it was in round number one. Dirk was kind of on the defensive because he was stunned when he first jumped out there in that round. And Big began to work the uppercuts, right and left, to Dirk's chin. Dirk was real weary, needless to say. And Bigger put on a flurry of 12 punches in a row, which caused the referee to stop the fight again and yet give Dirk a standing eight to see if he was coherent. The round proceeded again with Dirk holding and grabbing, trying to make it through the round, while yet Bigger was throwing left jabs continuously all he wanted. It just looked like Dirk was beginning to fade out just as the bell rung, and he was holding on to Bigger's shoulders to keep from falling. I give round number two, and definitely my fans and you will agree, Bigger the Blacker won that one.
This is Dirk. I think I just lost. That's what they tell me. Big, as it pains me so to say, you're a better man. You won this fight fair and square, but I still challenge you to a second fight, and I will train, and I will win, and I... Anyway, I've been told by my corner to calm down or I might pass out again, because I'm so masculine. Thank you.
Hello, this is the voice for ATAZP Live on Blog Talk with round number one of the Bigger the Blacker Dirk fight. I'm outside the arena in the hallway getting ready to give you the blow-by-blow for round one. As round one started, Dirk started with a couple of 1-2 punches upside the head of Bigger the Blacker, which caused Bigger the Blacker to reel back, taking defense upon Dirk's assault. Dirk continued with the 1-2 punches to the head, followed up with a couple of left hooks to Bigger the Blacker's kidneys, which caused him to double over and retreat back. Now, Bigger the Blacker was trying to put up a fight by throwing wildly with the left and the right, but he was missing, and Dirk was countering with the 1-2 punches upside his head. Again, Dirk had Bigger the Blacker almost ready to fall, but the bell sounded, ending round one. Round one goes to Dirk. Now back to ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio. This is The Voice with round two to the bigger, the blacker dirt fight on ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio. Round two. The round started with Dirk helping up the card girl who was walking around with round two, and she slipped over the water that Dirk spit on a canvas. What a gentleman. Anyway, the fight started with Bigger the Blacker trying to put up an offense by starting to work his jab on Dirk's face. Dirk bounced back with a 1-2 shot to Bigger the Blacker's head, which stopped all the jabbing. And then Dirk went to work. He hit Bigger the Blacker with an uppercut that sent Big falling into his own corner, holding on through the ropes, trying not to fall. And Dirk started his 1-2 punches again, like he did in the first round, upside Bigger the Blacker's head. Bigger the Blacker danced away, well, literally ran away, trying to avoid this offense that Dirk was putting on him. With the hooks and the straight jabs, Bigger the Blacker had no answer. He took every punch. He almost fell at the end of the round, but I think his love for Granny and his strength held him up, and he refused to fall. Round two ended, and Dirt again prevailed. This is The Voice for ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio. Take it, Rolanda 700 and TAZ. Here at the Palm, this is your boy, The Voice, for ATAZP Live, Blog Talk Radio, covering the Bigger the Blacker dirt fight here in Las Vegas. This is round four. Round four started with Dirk trying to continue his offense and domination over Bigger the Blacker. And Bigger the Blacker was in the same funk he had been in the previous three rounds, taking 1-2 shots to the head and hooks to his kidney, so therefore he was on the defensive. As he almost fell leaning on the rope, he threw a wild right which connected to Dirk's jaw, and Dirk's hands went down. As his hands went down, it seemed as though the power transformed. It moved. It shifted to Bigger the Blacker's body, and Bigger the Blacker seen an open and took advantage of it by sending a left hook to Dirk's nose, and blood began to pour out of it very, very badly. It looked as though they were going to have to stop the fight, but they did not, because Dirk continued throwing 1-2 punches, but they had no effect because the tide had shifted to Bigger the Blacker's advantage. And Big just started throwing hail makers left and right that was barely glazing Dirk's jaw, but still was effective enough to send him back. And Dirk was on the defensive, covering up, clinching, stopping, hugging, holding, praying for an answer, because he was on the defensive this very round. Dirk tried to throw a couple of left hooks, but I guess he had no power left because Bigger the Blacker continued with a straight jab right on his nose, which caused him to bleed even more. Round four ended. Bigger the Blacker was happy. His camp was happy. People in the audience started yelling, "Blacker! Blacker! Blacker!" And he got blacker. Bigger the Blacker won that round. This is The Voice for ATAZP Live, Blog Talk Radio. This is The Voice in Las Vegas for the Bigger the Blacker Dirt Fight. And this is round six. I've been told if Bigger the Blacker won this round, there would be an extra round to determine the actual winner. The fight started, well, the round started with Bigger the Blacker throwing a left hook that sent dirt falling to the canvas. The referee gave him a standing eight count, and the fight continued. Dirt was bewildered. Dirt was really, really, really hurting from that left hook. So Dirt began to be on the defensive, covering up. I guess he was told there would be one more round too, because he didn't do Nathan during that whole round. But cover up, hold on, push, cover up, hold on, push, get hit in the head, then cover up, hold on, get hit in the body, then cover up, hold on. So the round ended with Bigger the Blacker winning it. So therefore, we must go into an extra round. The crowd cheered. The fans are happy. We got one more round out here in Vegas. Dirt got three rounds. Bigger the Blacker got three rounds. We're going to the seventh round to determine the winner of this fight. Take it away, TAZ. This is The Voice out in Vegas at the Dirt Bigger the Blacker fight. Final round coming up. This is The Voice for the Bigger the Blacker Dirt Fight, round seven, final round, out here in Vegas at the Palms Hotel. I'm out in the hallway. The fight has just concluded, and here's the blow-by-blow for round seven. The bell rang. Dirt yelled out, "This is for Granny," and ran up on Bigger, and Bigger floored him with a right hook. The referee could have counted to 1,000. Bigger the Blacker wins the fight by knockout. One punch in the seventh round when Dirt ran up and got done up by Bigger the Blacker. The fans were going crazy. Bigger the Blacker was real happy. Dirt was took out on a stretcher to the back. I don't know if he will need to go to a hospital. He was waving his arms in the air to let the people know he was all right. But he had got knocked the F out. I didn't know if I was allowed to say that, but I had to. TAZ just docked me a couple of thousand. Anyway, Bigger the Blacker wins this fight in the seventh round. At the very beginning, I think we had 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the seventh and final round when Bigger the Blacker caught Dirt with a hook that sent his ass out. This is The Voice. It's been fun. See you again on ATAZP.com, where I host shows. And take it away, TAZ, Rolanda 700. I do believe they said we got Granny in the studio at ATAZP. Take it away.
And we'll go from there. Okay, Dirk?
All right, Granny. I love you.
Okay. Oh, that's sweet, Dick. That's a sweet thing. You such a sweet man. Okay, then. I think that's my timer going off in my kitchen. Let me go if I blend my biscuits, okay?
Bye, Granny.
Okay, bye.
Come on, Granny. You know we got to get down here to this Justice of the Peace and get married.
You know you can't be rushing me. We've been waiting all this time to get married. What's a couple more hours? Now, just, I'm coming.
You the one that was
like,
delaying
I'm
us.
I'm coming. Do you have the papers? Do you have the papers?
Yes, I got the papers.
Oh, Lord.
Is your blood test all right, Granny?
Did you?
I don't want to catch nothing when we do it. Ooh.
Now, do you want to marry me or not? Now, don't go in here talking no trash. Now,
I love you.
This place, and then you're going to front off on me about some stuff.
Come on, Granny. You know we got to get down here to this Justice of the Peace and get married.
You know you can't be rushing me. We've been waiting all this time to get married. What's a couple more hours? Now, just, I'm coming.
You the one that was
like,
delaying
I'm
us.
I'm coming. Do you have the papers? Do you have the papers?
Yes, I got the papers.
Oh, Lord.
Is your blood test all right, Granny?
Did you?
I don't want to catch nothing when we do it. Ooh.
Now, do you want to marry me or not? Now, don't go in here talking no trash. Now,
I love you.
This place, and then you're going to front off on me about some stuff.
Come on, Granny. You know we got to get down here to this Justice of the Peace and get married.
You know you can't be rushing me. We've been waiting all this time to get married. What's a couple more hours? Now, just, I'm coming.
You the one that was
like,
delaying
I'm
us.
I'm coming. Do you have the papers? Do you have the papers?
Yes, I got the papers.
Oh, Lord.
Is your blood test all right, Granny?
Did you?
I don't want to catch nothing when we do it. Ooh.
Now, do you want to marry me or not? Now, don't go in here talking no trash. Now,
I love you.
Don't leave this place, and then you're going to front off on me about some stuff.
We have technical difficulties, and we will bring you the last end of our fabulous skit next show. Thank you, and good night.